have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia,
Georgia,
the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners,
slave owners
will be able to sit at the table of brotherhood. They will be able to sit at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state that's melting in the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom, into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children one day will live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that every valley shall be exalted,
shall be exalted.
Every hill and mountain shall be made low, wrong places made plain, the crooked places made straight. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith we will be able to draw the stone of hope out of the mountain of despair. With this faith we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing we'll be free one day. When all of God's children will sing with new meaning, let freedom ring. Well, let freedom ring from the highest hilltops of New Hampshire.
Let freedom ring.
Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. But not only that.
Let freedom ring.
Well, let freedom ring.
Let freedom ring.
Let freedom ring. From the stone mountains of Georgia.
Let freedom ring.
Well, let freedom ring from every hill and old hill of Mississippi. From every mountain side, let freedom ring.
Let freedom ring.
And when we allow freedom to ring from every town and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up the day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Protestants and Catholics, Jews and Gentiles, will be able to sit at the table, hold hands and sing the words of the old Negro spiritual. Free at last. Good God Almighty, I said free. Free at last. Good.